Father, as we come into your presence tonight, we know that we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say, God, hear our prayer, attend to our supplication. Father, we are not coming by any other way, but by the way of the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. God, tonight let somebody's life be radically changed by your presence, be radically changed by your glory. Move somebody from one level of understanding to another, from one dimension of faith, O God, to another. May they see your goodness, O God, today as we pray. We know that there are many needs that are present, O God, even those that are going to be listening in days to come. They have needs that they have. But Father, we just declare your sufficiency. We declare your ability. We declare your capacity. That God, you are able, as the Apostle Paul declared, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. God, do the wonder. Do that which is natural to you, O God, which is supernatural to us. Release healing virtue. Heal, O God. You said you heal every sickness, you heal every disease. Let healing go forth in the name of Jesus. That healing, O God, that you said is the children's bread, let that healing go forth, Father, for your praise and for your glory. Father, some are standing before doors that they are praying to be opened. Father, you are the one who opens doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. Open the doors, O God, that you determined you are going to open in this day of their lives. Open them, O God, open them wide in the name of Jesus. Doors that have to be closed, O God, we say, do what only God can do, and shut those doors, O God, that no man can open. Father, some are asking for financial breakthroughs. O God, you own a cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and all the gold is yours. The earth, O God, and the fullness thereof, they belong to you, O God. Even they that dwell therein, O God, they are your people. They are yours, O God. There is nothing that is hard for you to do, O God. Financial miracles, financial breakthroughs, O God, they are in you. As you are answering their prayer, O God, tonight, let their finances, O God, be turned around in their favor. Let bills, O God, be paid supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Debts, O God, be forgiven in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, O God, for debt cancellation. We praise you, O God, for unexpected checks coming in the mail. We thank you, O God, for funds being transferred, O God, by any channel that you have ordained, O God. There are people that you have chosen, your servants, O God, that you have said you are going to use to be a blessing to others. Let their hearts, O God, be not hardened, but God, let them release that which is required now, Father, for the people that you have ordained to be blessed, O God, to receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, others are asking, O God, for favor, divine favor that comes from up on high, the favor, O God, that makes a difference, O God. Let your favor be released upon them, O God, in their coming and in their going. May their life, O God, be a testimony that indeed the favor of God makes a difference. Father, your word says, he that has found favor with God will find favor with man. We declare that tonight there is a release of the favor of God upon their lives, O God. They are going to see the manifestation of that favor. People are going to do what they normally wouldn't do, because your favor is going to demand expression as evidence that, God, you have favored them, as you did with Joseph through his journey from his father's house to the day that he sat upon the throne of government in Egypt. Oh God, do the same for somebody in every phase of their journey. May the favor of God never depart from their lives, oh God, in every estate you place them, O God, let your favor be made manifest in the name of Jesus. God, we are speaking promotions into the atmosphere, elevation, oh God, the atmosphere. Yet their jobs, may they find favor. Through that favor, God, may promotions be released, oh God. Through that favor, oh God, may their remuneration, oh God, be increased. Through that favor, oh God, let bonuses, oh God, and raises, oh God, be released for your praise and for your glory. Father, meet every need, O God, as you are bringing elevation, not only elevation in their jobs, elevation in their minds, elevation in their understanding, elevation in their capacity. I believe where you are standing tonight, you have to begin believing God for an increase in your capacity, for an increase in your capacity. I know that in years back, people began to pray the prayer of Jabez, asking for God to enlarge his territory. I believe that God is going to begin enlarging you. God is going to begin doing extraordinary things concerning you, that you might see that the systems of men do not have a hold upon your life, but the hand of the Almighty God is going to change you. The hand of the Almighty God is going to increase your capacity to receive, your capacity to give, your capacity to understand, your capacity to be able to articulate. God is going to release that. May there be a greater pronouncement of the gifts of God upon your life for his praise and for his glory. Sometimes you just have to get into a place where you believe that God is going to do wonders in you, that God is going to do wonders through you, that God is going to do wonders for you. And when you get into that place, you have to remember that the Word of God makes it clear to us that we are a people that walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, you have to believe that you have received what God has ordained for you. By faith, you have to believe that God has ordained for you to be a candidate for his blessing. By faith, you have to believe that God has chosen you to be the one who is going to be blessed in this season. God has chosen you to be the one who is going to receive their healing in this season. You have to believe. And when you begin to believe from that dimension, when you begin to believe at that level, you don't have to wait for you to see the manifestation before you give him praise. Because you know, if you ask, you shall receive. If you ask in his name, you shall receive. You begin thanking God, knowing that his promises are yes and amen, knowing that whatever God has declared by his word, it shall not return to him void, but what God has declared is going to be made manifest in your life. It is going to prosper in that thing. Therefore, you begin to bless his name. You begin to magnify his name. You begin to exalt his name. You begin to rejoice like you've already received what you are asking for, because your eyes haven't seen it yet, but God has come into agreement and say, that is coming your way. That breakthrough is coming your way. That elevation is coming your way. That salvation is coming your way. That divine intervention is coming your way. That divine reversal is coming your way. Therefore, you begin blessing his name. You begin glorifying his name. You begin declaring that God has done great and mighty things for you, even though you haven't seen them yet. Somebody say hallelujah. I haven't seen them yet, but I believe. I haven't seen them yet, but I believe. I haven't seen them yet, but I believe that I shall hold them in my hand. That which God spoke to me in a dream, that which God spoke to me in a vision, that which God spoke to me as a promise, I will be able to apprehend it. I will be able to hold it in my hands. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. His promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. I need somebody to confess that his promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. Your situation may be telling you otherwise. Your environment may be telling you otherwise. Those who are around you may be telling you otherwise, but you have to believe like Abraham, hoping against hope, because God has given you a promise. You hold on to the promises of God even when things do not make sense. You hold on to the promises of God even when things are going in the reverse direction against what you have been believing, but you hold on to that promise, knowing that your God, at the appointed time, no matter how dire the situation, no matter how bad the circumstance, no matter how bad the timing, no matter how low your resources, no matter how low your faith, no matter how low your expectation, when the appointed time has come, what God has spoken, somebody say hallelujah, because what God has spoken as a promise to you is not dependent on you to fulfill it, but it is God who has set an appointed time. It is God who has set an appointed season that you are going to receive the thing. You have to understand, there is nothing that Abraham could do to raise up the womb of Sarah for her to have a child, but God knew that at the appointed time, according to his word, Sarah shall conceive in her womb, and she shall be called a mom, because she's going to give birth to a son. I'm telling somebody here tonight, your situation is saying it's dead and gone. Your situation is saying it is beyond impossible. It is really, really impossible. But is there anything that is hard for God to do? Is there anything that is difficult for God to do? Is there anything that is impossible for God to do? If God said it, believe it, stand by it, one day you will walk in it. One day you will live in it. One day you will testify about it. Somebody hearing me tonight, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Oh, somebody here, God is reviving your faith. God is restoring you tonight to say, don't give up on God, because God hasn't given up on you. Oh, Asherika Rabanda, I feel the anointing just stirring up in my spirit to tell somebody, there is a day that is coming. There is a day that is coming. You are moving towards an appointment with the promises of God. You are moving towards an appointment with the set time for God, the set date for God, the set moment with God, where that which he promised you is going to become your reality. Oh, Arabashandarabaha, those around you are going to say you have lost your mind. But when they say you have lost your mind, you have a choice. When they say you have lost your mind, you have a choice. Are you going to come into agreement with them and say, I've lost my mind, I better come back to reality? Or you are going to be like Abraham and say, because God has changed my name from being father even when I was barren to being a father of many nations, people may laugh at me when I say I am no longer Abraham, but I'm Abraham. I am going to hope against hope. I'm going to believe on God. I will call myself Abraham even when they are saying I've lost my mind. I will call myself fruitful even when I'm barren. I will call myself blessed even when I do not look like it. I will call myself prosperous even though I do not look like it. But I'm holding on to a promise that God gave me. I'm holding on to a promise that God gave me. We say, call those things that are not as though they were. I am going to speak in accordance to what I've heard. I'm going to speak in accordance to what I have seen according to the word of God. Oh, Elijah told his servant, go up and see what you find. The servant came and said, I see nothing. Six times the man of God kept on praying. On the seventh time, the servant came and said, I see a cloud as the size of a hand of a man. And then the prophet Elijah told him, do go and tell Ahab, not that you have seen a small cloud, but go and tell him that I hear a sound of the abundance of rain. Oh, it may not look like it in the natural sight, but I hear an abundance of prosperity. I hear an abundance of joy. I hear the sound of an abundance of peace. I hear the sound of an abundance of rejoicing, even though things may be dire at this moment. But God says, this time tomorrow, this time tomorrow, this time tomorrow, your tears will be wiped away. There will be tears of joy if you are crying. Oh, I'm telling you, somebody, God is going to give you the spirit of joy. God is going to give you the garment of praise. Even right now, when things do not make sense, God is going to keep you in perfect peace because he has promised it. Oh, in the midst of your storm, God has said you are crossing over to the other side. It may not seem like it. The winds may be raging. The storms may be rising high. The waters may be unstable. But the preceding word said you are going to cross over. You are going to cross over. You may be in a place where there is affliction in your body, but the word of God said, by his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. Therefore, you are going to walk towards your healing. You are going to walk towards the manifestation of what God has promised. Even when your body is falling apart, you keep on walking towards the promise that God has given you. That's the season you are in. Believe on God, trust on God, and you are going to see God do what he said he's going to do. They said you were not going to make it, but God is saying you shall live, you shall not die. You will testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hold on to that promise in the name of Jesus. For somebody here tonight, you need to understand and you need to know that God says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God is declaring that your night season is coming to an end. Your night season is coming to an end. Maybe you have to convince your mind, look at yourself in the mirror and come into agreement with what God has said. These tears will not last forever. This sorrow will not last forever. This pain will not last forever. This inconvenience will not last forever. Because the Bible lets you know, according to the word of God, to each and everything under the sun, there is a what? There is a season. There is a time. The season of sorrow, it has got an expiration date. Do you hear me? It has an expiration date. Don't wait for the expiration date to come before you rejoice, because you are wasting time. Rejoice right now. Rejoice again. I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. The enemy may be telling you right now. The enemy may be telling you, Usha Karaba Sanderia Baha. I'm telling you, I am excited by what God is doing. I am excited by what God is doing in this moment. I am really, really, really excited about what God is doing in this moment. Oh, the enemy thinks he's pressing you hard. He's thinking he has you backed into a corner. He thinks he has you. But God is saying, I have you exactly where I want you to be, because I want you to feel, I want you to experience the glorious preservation and protecting power of God where you are. In the Rabakata Basatarabaha, oh, I hear the words of the psalmist declare, oh, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They are coming to surround you. Don't be overwhelmed. Rejoice. Ask God, where is the table? And which seat am I sitting on? Oh, God, you are bringing provision. I will rejoice. Though I'm go, Rabakata Rebe Kotoria Basatarabaha, Rekatarandotia Bakoria Basaraliand, Moshetia Bakarande Bokoria Dodia Basara, Rekatayebe Sindia Bokoria Bakatayoshi, Rabakatai, Rebe Kotum, Brekatia Basara. sa reketi yando shere yabaka ribaka tayebo shere reteki yaba mikombroto kuria makaredi ya sadabande reboshe de kiato hukria makarandisheria rebroto kuria bakataya rekatayebeshe mikorabaka tayeberia mosande beketi ribakatari rebroto kuriaba keta eka ibosheta rekanayambo tikiato batisi ya tarabaka diando sherebaha. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, walking towards an appointed time, walking towards a season ordained by God. Listen, the Bible says, God says to you, shall I cause one to conceive and not bring them to birth? Will God not complete the work that he has begun? The Bible tells us he is faithful to complete the work that he has begun. God has put you on a journey. God has put you on a work. Where he says, I'm going to take you from the low place and I'm going to set you in the high place. I'm going to take you from a low place. I'm going to set you in a high. Are you hearing me? I'm going to take you from a low place. I'm going to set you on a high place. I'm going to take you from this place to another place. Yet in the middle, there is a mountain that stands. Yet in the middle, there is a valley that extends. Are you going to complain? Are you going to cry? Say, God, look, there is a mountain before me. Look, God, there is a valley before me. Look, God, there is a crooked place before me. And God says, I have the power to bring down the mountains. I have the power to raise up the valleys. I have the power to make the crooked places straight. And guess what? I am going before you. I'm going before you. There's a scripture that I love. It says, when God arises, mountains will skip as lambs, moving out of the way. Valleys will bow down and allow God to walk. Crooked places will become straight because God is going before you. In the name of Jesus, all the enemy is putting you in a place where he is exposing all your weaknesses, hoping that you will pay attention to your weaknesses and you will be discouraged. But he does not know what God has revealed unto you, that in my weakness his strength is made perfect. In my weakness his strength is made perfect. Therefore, when the enemy presses in hard, I know that I'm about to see a miracle. When the enemy presses hard, I know that I'm about to see a wonder. Therefore, I will not cry, but I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Oh, I hear the Apostle Paul say, the afflictions of this present moment are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall yet be revealed in us. And he also lets you know, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for the good. Even the pain, it's working for your good. Even the sorrow is working for your good. Even your tears are working for your good. Even when you are hard pressed, it's working for your good. Even when you are crushed, it's working for your good. Even when you are confused and bamboozled by the enemy, it's working for your good. Because if God be on your side, then who can be against you? Oh, I pray, Arabaso Kuria Bashadabaha, Rekura Basanda Bariado Kuria Basadabaha. I have leaked out. Can I just tell somebody? I know that I'm not as old as Methuselah, I always say, but I've lived long enough to know that God is faithful. I've lived long enough to know that God is able. I've lived long enough to know that his promises indeed are yes and amen. I have lived long enough to know that God will bring us through. Salvation is coming to your home. Deliverance is coming to your life. Breakthrough will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Divine protection over everything that concerns you. His word has declared concerning you that there is no weapon formed against you that is going to prosper. You stand on that word. You stand on that word. Are you hearing me, brothers and sisters? you stand on that word and you tell the devil you better go back to hell. I'm holding on to the hand of the Almighty God, the one who is able to deliver, the one who is mighty to save. He is the one. He is my fortress. He is my strong tower. He is my refuge. Anybody hearing me here, you better believe that God is working things on your behalf tonight. He's working things on your behalf tonight. I know that your sons have lost their head. They have lost their mind. But there is a God in heaven who declared himself to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of generations. He is the God of generations. He is the God of generation. You, God, will deliver them. God will save them. All the word of God declares David's spoke, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. God, I stand on your word. You have not forgotten, you have not forsaken your righteous, oh God. You have not forsaken them, oh God. His seed, oh God, will not beg for bread. I stand on your word. My children will not beg for bread. God, you will provide. You are Jehovah Jireh. God, I carry your testimony in my spirit, O God, and I declare it to their generation. Their generation shall carry the same testimony. Their generation shall add to the testimony of the goodness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody bless his holy name tonight. I dare you. Bless his holy name. I dare you. Magnify his holy name. I challenge you. In the name that is above any other name, let your voice arise above your circumstance. Let your declarations of God arise above your situation. It may not look like it, but I'm blessed in my coming. I am blessed in my going. It may not look like it, but the works of my hands will prosper. It may not look like it, but the words of my mouth will bring life where life ought to be. It may not look like it, but greater is he that is in me than he that is work that is in the world. Oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In affliction, I find strength. In pain, I find strength. In whatever, God is with me. God is with me. All things may not be looking like they are working in my way, but God said by Psalm 138, verse number 8, he is perfecting everything that concerns me. God is perfecting it. God is working it out. It's working in my favor. Oh, I hear the song Fred Hammond sing with me. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I hear, oh, Rabba Karabaha, Reto Koria Basarabaha, Reko Tore Basatab. I am blessed even though I may not look like it, but the blessings of God are overflowing. Oh, Kuraba, Reto Kura Basarabaha. I declare, God, my cup runneth over. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. Oh, Rakata Basatabare, Rekotoria Basatarabi, Rekumbabare Tokurabakarabaha. My children are blessed. They 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 walk in the favor of God. The anointing of God is upon their lives. Their gifts are rising. Their callings are sure. In the name of Jesus. Oh, to tabatai, rekoto reyabaka. Can I just pray? Can I just pray myself into the glorious presence of my God? Oh, he declared by his word, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. God, we are not content on being in the outer court, oh God. We want to be in the holy, the most holy place, oh God. Oh, David declared, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek after. God, to be in your presence, to behold your beauty, to see the face of the one who redeemed us, the one who saved us, the one who healed us, the one who restored us. God, that is our desire, the longing of our heart. Oh, our Lord and Savior told us, oh God, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's our desire, your righteousness, that is our desire. God, let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, in all things give thanks. This is the will of God for your life. Did you hear me? Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And it says the will of God for your life is to give thanks in all things. Therefore, God, tonight we give thanks in all things. We give thanks in all things. When the preacher was writing in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, he says to each and everything under the sun, there is a season, there is a time. He begins to enumerate the seasons and the times, polar opposites, a time to hold, a time to let go, a time to plant, and a time to uproot. He begins to give you a contrast of the seasons in life, but there is something that he did not mention. He says to each and everything under the sun, there is a season and there is a time. He never said there is a time for you to pray and a time for you not to pray. He never said there is a time for you to worship and not to worship, because he said he's making an assumption that you know that you ought to pray always, you ought to worship always, you ought to praise always. So whether it is a season to be planting, I will praise. Season to be uprooting, I will praise. A time to be born, I will praise. A time to die, I will praise. A time to hold, I will praise. A time to let go, I will praise. Oh, your praises, O God, shall continually be on my lips, O God. Oh, sade kudaba, reko woria, rebro tokuda, makarido sheri, rebro kudabaha, rika taba, rekondoboti abasara, rekolobiando sherebi, rikodaba katai, rekudaba sindere, ushaba, bekumbre tudusi. Recumbre cataya bosse, recodia basse, rekia barendo, curia bacatayos, moshalabakiria, licalabasia, mocoliandele caliasso, maciliandelia sola, becuria ba, recliandosia bacare, ribrocotae bassi, ricarabosse, motandisia, micumbre cotusia, mocotaicarabahai. In the name of Jesus. Listen, sometimes you just have to sit yourself down and have a conversation with yourself. David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? You just have to have a conversation with yourself tonight and say, for God I live and for God I die. Whether I have or I do not have, God is worthy to be praised. Shutaba, kudaba sutaba, reboro, reboshiri, 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 yarabaya. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes, you just have to draw a line in the sand and say, sorrow, this is where we part company. Pain, this is where you make your exit. Confusion, this is where we fall apart. We are no longer together. Pain, be gone. Confusion, be gone. Darkness, be gone. Depression, leave in the name of Jesus. Discouragement, our fellowship is over. Misery, we excommunicate you from my life. In the name of Jesus, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Sometimes you just have to draw a line in the sand. Say, my tears shall no longer be tears of sorrow. They are going to be tears of joy. Kirabaye rosi diabai, diambronde diabasarai, Ekorabasai, bikumbiria basara. Erabaso, shanda bakariando. Sometimes you just have to draw a line in the sand and say, I will no longer be afraid to go to bed at night because God is keeping me. He's preserving me. He's watching over me. I shall no longer be fearful because God is my light in the midst of the darkness. I shall no longer be afraid because His angels are watching over me. I shall no longer be afraid because He is my shield. He is my protector. He is my defender. I will no longer be afraid of their tongues when they rise up against me, because His word says, in judgment we shall condemn. Therefore I declare, O God, every word spoken for my demise, it will not prevail. Every word spoken for my destruction, it will not prevail. Every word spoken to bring me down, it will not prevail. Every word spoken to bring me sorrow, it has no power, because God is the one who has all the power. Father, You were there present when the enemies were counseling to work against me. Cause their counsel to fall to naught in the name of Jesus. Father, they have been speaking confusion against me, confusion in my family. Father, I stand here tonight as a shield, and I declare that confusion is going back where it was coming from in the name of Jesus. I give Him praise. I give You glory, because God, You have done great and mighty things. They have been waiting for my demise. Let them wait until eternity, because God is preserving me. They have been waiting to dance on my grave. I will not die before my appointed time in the name of Jesus. I thank You, God. I praise You, God, like You did in the days of old. When a prophet rose up to curse that which You have blessed, and he declared the truth, I cannot curse this people because God has blessed them. Let it be so for those who are speaking death and curses over me. May their curses be turned into a blessing. May their words of death be turned into life. Because God, You have the power for divine reversal. You turn it, You change it, whichever way You want. God, they are speaking loss over my life. Every word they speak, turn it into gain in the name of Jesus. I thank You. I praise You. God, where they are speaking lie, where they are speaking death, may they be astonished when they see me prospering, when they see me flourishing in the name of Jesus. God, they have spoken that my life will find itself in dry places, but they do not know that my roots are deep. They are draining waters that have been sent by God. The healing waters that Ezekiel saw, where said wherever they flowed, life came. I am sustained by the river of the Almighty God. That river that said there is a river that makes glad the city of our God. That's where I'm drinking from. I am drinking from the fountain that will never run dry. The source of life is my hope. I am a tree planted by the rivers of living water. My leaves will not wither. I will bring forth fruit in my season in the name of Jesus. Can I just tell those who are speaking against You, they cannot control the seasons in my life. It is God who is in charge of it all. It is God who is in charge of it all. I like the boldness and the confidence that our Redeemer had, the boldness and the confidence that our Savior had. At His lowest moment, when He stood being accused of things He had not done, He said, they were speaking to Him, I have the power to liberate you or to keep you in prison. And He said, You do not have power, but it has been given unto you. Given unto you. So there are some who are hoping to exercise power on you, but they have not been given the authority to condemn you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I want to tell somebody here tonight, I don't know where you are, but I'm hearing the Spirit of the Living God telling me to tell you, the yoke of your life is destroyed. It's broken. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. Rejoice. Chains are breaking off your life. Chains are breaking off your life right now as we pray. Chains are breaking off your life right now as we pray. I want to say it again. Chains are breaking off your life right now as we pray. The Word of God declares that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Walk in the liberty that was obtained by Christ for you. Walk in that freedom. Walk in that freedom. Walk in that liberty. No man can take it away from you. No man can take it away from you. Stand up upright. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discontent. God is with you. He says that they shall be like the cedars of Lebanon in terms of your strength. Stand upright. You are not standing in your own strength, but you are standing in the strength of the one who holds everything into place by the word of his power. In the name of Jesus. Listen, for somebody here tonight, the book of Genesis tells us, God says, let there be, and there was. Let there be light, there was light. Let there be light, there was light. Let there be light, there was light. And God saw it was good, and he named the day. I'm telling you tonight, in your darkness, the Spirit of God has been hovering over, and God is speaking a word tonight over you, and he's saying, let there be light. The light is going to manifest. Darkness has to flee. Darkness has to flee. Because the light of God is being made manifest in you right now. In the name of Jesus. Stand upright. You are like a tree planted by rivers of water. Your leaves will not wither. You are forever green. You are not going to be like that tree where Jesus has visited and there was no fruit. You are going to bear fruit in your season. Remember, the season of your fruitfulness is not defined by your circumstance. It's not defined by those who are around you. It is a season that has been appointed by God. You are going to be fruitful in the appointed season. In the name of Jesus. I speak fruitfulness of mind over you, prosperity of ideas, prosperity in wisdom, prosperity in understanding. I speak it over you. The quality decisions are going to be proceeding from your life. Righteous judgments are going to be your portion. Words in season are going to be your portion in the name of Jesus. And no man can reverse what God has declared he is going to do for you in the name of Jesus. In the name, listen, can I just tell somebody here tonight? No matter how powerful they think they are, they cannot override what God has ordained for you. Listen. Just in case you are not sure, the city of Jericho trusted in their wall. It took them years to build. It became their source of pride for defense. God did not need a lifetime to bring the walls of Jericho down. He did not need a bulldozer to bring the walls of Jericho down. They walked 6 days. They walked on the seventh day. As they were walking, you see, It's not their walking that broke down the walls. It's not their obedience that God was teaching them that broke down the walls. It was the sound of the trumpet at the appointed time that brought down the walls. Your season is not for you to show how powerful you are. It's for you just to walk in obedience. And God is going to speak a word. The trumpet is going to sound. The walls are coming down. Just in case you are wondering as well, you see, the waters of the Red Sea stood by. The Egyptians were coming. Forward movement was hindered because the water stood in the way. But God has said to Abraham, I will bring them into this land from the captivity of 400 years. The waters had no choice but to give way because God had a word and a promise to fulfill. The book of Psalms tells us God breathed through his nostrils and the waters were divided and they walked across in a dry place. Whatever is standing in the way to resist what God is going to do in your life, you are not going to fight it. It has to give way because God's word shall not return to him void. Maybe there's somebody here. You are standing before the waters of Jericho. They are rising. They are overflowing. And God said, you are going to cross over. When God says you're going to cross over, you are looking for the ocean liner. You are looking for the boat. You are looking for a raft for you to go over. And God is saying, this kind, we're not going to cross over in a boat. This kind, we're not looking for the carnival cruise. This kind, we are going to walk. We can walk on water, but we're not going to walk on water. We're going to command the waters to divide, and you're going to walk. You are not going to be muddy when you come on the other side because the ground will be dry. And I'm saying to you, the only thing, I hope somebody hears me tonight. This is the last point I pray for you tonight, I've done well. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When you've overcome what has been standing before you, when you've overcome the barrier, when you've overcome the body of water, when you've overcome the mud, when you're on the other side, there will be no mark on you to say you went through hell to get there. There will be no mark on you to say you went through the fire to get there. There will be no mark on you to say you went through thorn bushes for you to get on there. The only thing that you're going to have, there will not be even any mud prints on you. There won't be any mud on your shoe. The only thing you are going to have on the other side is the testimony that you walk through. There will be no scars. There will be no pain. You will not be smelling like smoke. You are going to be smelling like $1 million because you are crossing over on dry ground. All you are going to have is a testimony to say, had it not been for God on my side, where would I be? He has carried me on his wings and he has brought me to the other side. I am rejoicing. Listen, the Bible says God will give you double for your shame. Double for your shame. May God bring you your double right now in the name of Jesus. Listen, I am just one of those crazy little African boy who wants to let you know. I don't have to practice dancing for my breakthrough, but I will sing and dance for my breakthrough before I see it. I will dance like David danced, not because I'm looking for my breakthrough, but because I have my breakthrough. The title deed for my breakthrough is signed J-E-S-U-S, if you are American. It's spelled Y-S-Y-E-S-H-U-A, Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. It's signed, sealed, as Aretha Franklin DeFede said, signed, sealed, and delivered. It has been delivered by a promise. It has been delivered by a promise. And guess what? Nobody can erase the signature because it's bloody. In the name of Jesus. Listen, Pastor Perkins, now just a conjecture and I'll be done. I have never seen anywhere, anything that is dipped in blood and comes out whiter than snow. You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking to myself? I love laundry day in heaven. Laundry day. Take me, take my clothes, dip them in blood. They're going to come out as white as snow. My sins washed away. I hear the book of Zechariah say, take off his filthy garments. By a declaration and a decree, you and I were declared righteous. You and I were declared to be in right standing with God. Let me just say this, and I might get into trouble, but it's okay. I'm praying anyway, so forgive me, Holy Ghost, if I go there, but I feel like it. See, when you are not in right standing, you are deprived of certain privileges. You are deprived of certain privileges. If you are in violation, you are deprived certain privileges. But when the court rule and say, you are now in right standing, all your privileges, pardon me, are restored. You and I, who were once aliens to God, have been reconciled with our God. Not only have we been reconciled with our God, but we have been made sons and daughters. We have been given a place of privilege. Seated in heavenly places with our Lord and Savior. What a privilege. What an honor. What a privilege. What an honor. Can I just say this to you? You know, I can close 10, 15 times. It's okay. You and I, my pastor says, we are dirt. Not just dirt. But we are offspring of dirt. We are not even the original dirt. We are offspring of dirt. The earth is full of dirt. But consider this. You accepting Jesus, you piece of dirt, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, being brought in, washed by his own blood, declared and justified, righteous before God causes the angels in heaven to rejoice. Let that sink in. The angels who are crying, "Holy, holy, holy, holy," will rejoice at your salvation. What a privilege. Let me leave you with this picture. Let me leave you with this picture. John was caught up in the heavens. There was silence as there was a search for somebody to open the seal, to break the seal. John cried because there was no one. The angel said to him, "Do not despair. The Lamb has overcome." But I'm saying to you, God was looking on earth, seeing his creation wasting away. Who will go for us? Jesus said, "Daddy, I will go." He says, "But for you to bring them back to glory, you are going to be like them for a season. For you to bring them back to glory, you are going to carry the weight of their sin. For you to bring them back to glory, their chastisement shall be upon you. For you to bring them back to glory, the ones you are going to, they will accuse you. They will kill you. They will crucify you. They will bury you." Says, "Dad, I will go." "But you will not go with the glory that you have." "Dad, I will go. You are the king of the world, but you will be born in a manger. I will go. Those of your own I'm sending you to will reject you. Dad, I will go. There will be a moment when I will forsake you. Something you've never known for their sake." And he says, "Dad, I will go. I will lay down my glory. I will go." You'll song, sing a song. "You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. They will kill you, but I will raise you from the dead." He says, "Dad, I'll take you at your word. On the cross, he felt the pain. More than the pain of the nails in his hands, the ones on his feet, the pain was greater than the sword that pierced his side. The pain was not from the thorn of crown, from the crown of thorns that was on his head. The pain was experiencing separation from his dad. Yet he said, 'Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.' raised him from the dead. He had declared, "It is finished, God, that which I sent out to do." And the Father rejoiced, "You, my son, have brought many sons to glory." Walking with him, the disciples heard these words: "All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me." Many sons back to glory. But he gave us this promise: the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. Lord, we lift your name on high. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have prayed. Amen.